Shell Oil Company has been waiting 5 years to get permission to drill exploratory wells in the Arctic off Alaska's coast. A clean air permit is holding up development right now, and Shell says it's had enough of waiting. The Alaska delegation agrees that the federal government is holding up the process, but environmentalists and some Alaskans say the system of checks is in place to protect regular citizens. APRN's Libby Casey reports.
Republicans in the U.S. House agree with Shell that enough is enough. So an Energy and Commerce Subcommittee held a hearing Wednesday looking at draft legislation that would make it easier for companies like Shell to move forward. The bill would amend the Clean Air Act so that some offshore activity would be exempt from clean air regulations. It would curb the power of the Environmental Appeals Board, an independent body in the EPA. It would also limit to 6 months the amount of time an agency can take to reach a final decision. Shell Vice President David Lawrence says the wait for permits off Alaska is the longest he's ever seen.
No company should endure the delays and waste we've experienced over the last 5 years. Certainly, this is an area that Congress should address.
Alaska's Department of Natural Resources Commissioner Dan Sullivan says the state wants to play a role in feeding America's energy needs, and he has grave concerns about the slowing volume of oil in the Trans-Alaska oil pipeline. Sullivan blamed the feds for getting in the way.
The federal government's policies in Alaska have shifted from helping us protect our environment, which we support because we care deeply about it, to proactively shutting down resource development. Now, this is not just rhetoric. As Senator Begich said, this is a widespread problem in Alaska.
Alaska's congressional delegation testified their agreement, with Senator Lisa Murkowski calling the holdups indefensible. Democratic Senator Mark Begich sided with Republicans in saying there's a disconnect between President Obama's goals of energy independence and getting permits. Congressman Don Young says the Environmental Appeals Board is run by, quote, a bunch of kooks, and called for its abolishment. He says the EPA has run amok.
The EPA is an agency right now that thinks that they can thumb their nose at you. I didn't thumb my nose at you. No, they don't care. They can thumb your nose at you and not answer questions. They should be here. Now, I can't quite understand that. Like you say, 17,000 employees? And they could send the janitor down. I think it'd be a good idea.
The EPA did not have an official on hand to testify, but according to a spokesman, that's because committee Republicans contacted the agency late and only sent an official invite after finding out the EPA expert was already testifying at another hearing. Congressman Henry Waxman, the top Democrat on the Energy and Commerce Committee, said the Dems will push for another day of hearings where they can invite more of the guests. He voiced concerns about the legislation and its impact not just on Alaska, but nationwide.
One effect of these changes would be to make it much more difficult for local citizens who are directly affected by air pollution from a project to raise concerns, requiring Alaskans to fly to Washington, D.C., to challenge a permit decision is a real burden. Eliminating administrative reviews creates an additional hurdle for citizens. Administrative reviews are faster, less formal, don't impose fees, don't require a lawyer, and are often conducted by video conferencing.
Rosemary Atungaruk traveled from Barrow to testify about her concerns that minimizing the appeals process and greenlighting Shell will hurt the Inupiaq community to which she belongs.
This bill you are considering to allow the oil industry to sidestep regulations on pollution as set forth by the Clean Air Act will have a devastating impact on my people who have called the Arctic home for thousands of years. If you allow this bill to move forward, you are telling me and everyone who lives in the Arctic that we, proud Inupiaqs and Americans, are less important than a few foreign-owned oil companies like Shell Oil.
Atungaruk says she's worried the Clean Air Act will be sidestepped with harmful consequences for Alaskans. She says right now, the North Slope oil fields emit twice the amount of nitrogen oxide as the pollution in Washington, D.C., and she says it's hurt her home village of Nuiqsut. She says as a health aide, she saw the number of asthmatic patients skyrocket.
For this village of more than 500 people, a 600% increase in respiratory patients should get some type of response. Yet our voices continue to be ignored. Watching the eyes of babies fighting to breathe tears into you.
While Atungaruk represented the environmental group, the Alaska Wilderness League, another Barrow resident, Richard Glenn, countered her testimony. He spoke on behalf of the Arctic Slope Regional Corporation and said development by Shell will help his people.
Let me be clear. Without development in our region, our communities will not survive. Please allow us to meet our responsibilities to our grandchildren and future generations.
One of the questions is whether Clean Air Act standards would apply not just to drilling ships, but also to other oil company vessels like icebreakers. An Anchorage environmentalist from Earth Justice who testified said he thinks instead of loosening regulations, if anything, Alaskans should have more time to weigh in, since they're the ones who will be most affected. In Washington, I'm Libby Casey.